Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump's long-threatened tariffs against Mexico and Canada went into effect today, and the trade war is already ramping up. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Canadians are reasonable, and we are polite. But we will not back down from a fight. Not when our country and the well-being of everyone in it is at stake.
Adrian Bard has more from Mexico City.
Speaking in a stern voice and ticking off all Mexico has done to cooperate with the U.S. lately, Mexico's president called President Trump's tariffs offensive. She will announce both tariff and non-tariff measures on the U.S. on Sunday.
Cooperación y coordinación, sí. Subordinación, no.
Cooperation, yes, said the Mexican leaders. Subordination, no. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I don't think anybody envisions a trade war or looks forward to that.
But the markets are reacting. The Dow is down 395 points. Michael Farr at Hightower Advisors.
Will these levels hold? Are they taking it down too much? At some point, they go to excess. But for right now, it's the direction of markets that I think are most important in interpreting how Wall Street feels about tariffs.
President Trump's speech before a joint session of Congress later will likely include his thoughts on tariffs and ending the war in Ukraine. With U.S. aid to Ukraine now paused, President Zelensky posted today on X that none of us wants an endless war. And he said Ukraine is ready to come to the negotiating table as soon as possible to work under what he called President Trump's strong leadership. His country is more vulnerable without U.S. assistance coming in. Here's Vicky Barker.
One Ukrainian official has told CBS News the country can keep on fighting for up to 6 months without further U.S. military aid, depending on the severity of Russian attacks. Russia has welcomed President Trump's move, saying it's advanced the chances for peace in Ukraine. Poland's prime minister says the U.S. freeze on military aid to Kyiv is already visible at the country's logistics hub, transferring weapons and humanitarian aid to neighboring Ukraine. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Mardi Gras parades got underway today, but Louisiana, like much of the South, has an eye to the sky as severe weather is forecast from a storm system sweeping east across the nation's midsection. Meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Baton Rouge.
Even if you don't get a severe storm or a tornado coming to your area, this storm is going to be so big and expansive, there's going to be some potentially wind damage for millions of Americans across especially the southeastern quadrant of the country.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The senator from Vermont will be in Kenosha Friday. Senator Bernie Sanders is holding a rally at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls his ongoing Fight Oligarchy Tour. The event is at the Parkside Arena, and it's free to attend. In his first State of the City address, Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala talked about a drop in crime rates and a rise in building permits. Bogdala outlined plans to tackle the city's housing crisis. He suggested changes to temporary housing regulations and introducing an affordable housing initiative in the Wilson area. In a Waukegan courtroom yesterday, Robert Crimo III unexpectedly pleaded guilty to all charges against him. He was set to be on trial for the 2022 Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting. He'll be sentenced April 23rd. Investigators have said that Crimo considered a second attack in Madison before his arrest. And the Racine County Eye is featuring an article today about the history of the Racine Bells and baseball. Readers can find the historical content on the Racine County Eye website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another Brewers pitcher injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says he now has half a dozen pitchers dealing with injuries in spring training. The latest, Aaron Ashby, the lefty pitching last night against the Reds, had to leave the game with an apparent strained oblique muscle. The Reds went on to win 5-4. Ashby to undergo an MRI.
Even though it's frustrating, but just kind of, you know, what the timing feels like going on the mound.
The team assigned 36-year-old lefty Jose Quintana, who spent the last 2 years with the New York Mets. Basketball basketball tonight. The Bucks are on the road in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. College hoops, number 12th ranked Wisconsin in the Twin Cities, 7:30 tomorrow night for a border battle with Minnesota. Did the Badgers' lack of shots fail them at Michigan State Sunday? Greg Gard.
Yeah, well, we had three possessions there at the end where we kind of had ball screen defense breakdowns is the word I'll use because I'm not going to use the word I use with the team.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Rain rolls in this afternoon, ramps up tonight, and lays down about an inch of rainfall. Localized flooding is possible, and it'll all flash freeze tomorrow. As snow starts to mix in by the afternoon, it'll be all snow through the evening, laying down less than half an inch. But winds will be whipping up to 40 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 49. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters, and he wraps up the weekend box office numbers for us. Brett?
Well, at number five in its fifth week of release was Dogman, bringing in $4.2 million for Universal Pictures. And number four was another family title, Paddington in Peru, bringing in $4.5 million. And number three, it was the horror dark comedy, The Monkey, bringing in $6.4 million from Neon Pictures. Number two was the new release of the weekend. It was the drama thriller Last Breath, starring Woody Harrelson, bringing in $7.8 million. And at number one for the third weekend in a row, it was Captain America Brave New World with $15 million. We'll see if that changes. We've got two new releases in Mickey 17 and Rule Breakers coming out this weekend. Go check out a movie at your local cinema.
All righty, Brett. It's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Doo-doo-doo, looking out my back door. It's giant doing cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur controller, listening to Buck Owens. Dude.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Todd Rundgren. Hello, it's me. I remember seeing Todd Rundgren and his band Utopia at the old Poplar Creek Music Theater, which was an outdoor venue in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. Be sure to welcome Dan Marcus to our midday workday hours. He brings his passion for timeless hits to Racine every weekday from 9 till 2. Also has great interviews and stories with some of our 60s and 70s stars on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast. You can check that out at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Take me by my little hand and go.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Did you watch the Oscars the other night? You know, that movie, A Complete Unknown, the movie about Bob Dylan was, well, it was nominated for 8 Oscars at the ceremony. And it was kind of conspicuous that Bob Dylan was not there. He was invited to present and to perform at the Oscars, but he was not there. Mick Jagger says he replaced Bob Dylan in presenting Best Original Song. Here's Bob Dylan now. Lay, Lady, Lay. WRJN.
Lay, Lady, Lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Lay, Lady, Lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, Lady, Lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, Lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, Lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, Lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, Lady, stay.
stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. On down the line, yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Oh, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does a hanky panky.
And Hanky Panky on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Our own Dick Rassefa is getting excited because this Friday night he starts the postseason high school basketball tournament. And we know Racine Park is going to be playing this Friday night. We're going to find out who their opponent is after tonight's matchup elsewhere. But this Friday night, you can hear Racine Park, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off. Dick Rassefa has it all for you here on WRJN. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The senator from Vermont will be in Kenosha Friday. Senator Bernie Sanders is holding a rally at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls his ongoing fight oligarchy tour. The event is at the Parkside Arena, and it's free to attend. Sanders' visit comes ahead of Wisconsin's April 1st election, which will determine the control of the state Supreme Court. After Kenosha, Sanders has events in Altoona, Wisconsin, and Warren, Michigan. The tariffs have taken effect. To learn more about the local impact, check out the Racine County Eye website. They've got a deep dive on the financials online. It's at racinecountyeye.com. It's always good to be reminded, and Racine County is trying to help with driving tips. The Racine County Traffic Safety Commission has designated March as Highway Work Zone Safety Month. The initiative aims to educate drivers on the importance of staying alert, slowing down, and following instructions in work zones. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Rain rolls in this afternoon, ramps up tonight, and lays down about an inch of rainfall. Localized flooding is possible, and it'll all flash freeze tomorrow. As snow starts to mix in by the afternoon, it'll be all snow through the evening, laying down less than half an inch. But winds will be whipping up to 40 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 49.
WJR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. And Stuart, you ever go into Sunday brunch?
Occasionally, rarely, but yeah, I've been to a brunch or two.
We went to brunch on Sunday, and I won't mention the restaurant. I think this is a relatively new thing for them, doing a Sunday brunch. But our reservation was for 11:45.
Reservation for a brunch. Yep. Now we're talking.
Yep, we had an 11:45 reservation. Everybody was there on time. We had a group of eight. Okay. Restaurant was full, or pretty full. We had two of our eight who needed to leave by 1:30. Mm-hmm. Figure that's plenty of time, right? Almost 2 hours, hour 45.
Plenty of time for a nice brunch.
We got our drinks maybe 12:45.
Mimosas? Aren't you supposed to have mimosas?
We had mimosas, some of us. Some had Bloody Mary, some had mimosas. Yeah. Food did not come until well after 1:30. Again, the reservation was 11:45. So one person took theirs to go. The other person just didn't get their food because he had to leave by 1:30. So
playing devil's avocado here. Mm-hmm. Are brunches typically considered to be more of a relaxing type of event?
Not this relaxing.
Okay.
Not this relaxing. Right. I think we finally left at about 2:40. So that's almost 3 hours.
2:40. Wow.
Yeah. It was a long day. We had fun. Don't get me wrong. We had fun. The company was terrific. And in fact, that was our waitress's line at one point. She said something about, well, enjoy each other's company. I think that was code for this is going to take a while.
Yeah, well, yeah, that, always nice that they give you kind of that heads up. But how was it? Was it good?
It was it was something we could have gotten anywhere else for probably less money. It was good. I mean, the food was good.
Oh, now everybody's dying to know, Kurt. You've opened it up. You can't do this.
No, not gonna tell you who it was. Not gonna tell you who.
I don't
it was.
Even want you to tell me off the air because that I.
You don't want to know off the air?
I don't want to keep the secret. No, I don't. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. No. Just hopefully next week is better for you. Your next experience.
Yeah, for sure.
Experience.
Exactly. All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN. Elvis Presley. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Have you signed up yet for the new WRJN weekly newsletter? You can do that at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses. Also has tips on marketing and advertising. You can sign up at WRJN.com.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. So much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
Three.
ABC, WRJN, good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Let me save you some money. How? Go to WRJN.com, find that Big Deals logo. You can save up to 50% on local food service and merchandise and shop from home at the same time. Check the site often, we've got new deals every week.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
It's the Beach Boys and God Only Knows on WRJN. Now, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys would sometimes introduce that song as the first song in the world to have God in the title. Now, obviously, that's not true. Lots of hymns and standards like God Bless America have God in the title, but it's pretty rare in pop songs. Not unprecedented, though. In 1961, Johnny Burdett, for instance, made a hit with God, Country, and My Baby.
Money. hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
In a little cafe.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The U.S. tariffs are in place against Canada and Mexico, and markets are on edge. J.D. Vance defended the step today.
We need to see real engagement on the fentanyl issue, on the drug issue. That is fundamentally the underlying element of these tariffs.
The response from an angry Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau.
Far less than 1% of fentanyl flows and less than 1% of illegal crossings into the United States comes from Canada.
Mexico is also threatening retaliatory tariffs. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says as things ramp up, it's the American consumer who will feel the pain.
So much of our fruits and vegetables, they come from Mexico. I think that's where you start.